Right, well now it's time to welcome our guest, Wendy Marcon, who's the Trust Events Manager for the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Trust. So hi Wendy, welcome to Phoenix FM.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, believe me. Now, at the beginning of September last year, I got to talk with your fundraising and marketing director, Pam Witherington, but you're here today to tell us specifically about an event that you're holding here at the Brentwood Centre on the 7th of March. But before we get on to that, perhaps you just remind us very quickly about the work that the Essex Air Ambulance does and how it came into being.
It's a free life-saving service for the counties of Essex and Hertfordshire, so we provide a helicopter emergency medical service across both counties. We don't receive any funding from the government or National Lottery, and we're totally reliant on the people and businesses of both counties to keep the helicopters flying so that the aircrew can continue to save lives.
So how much does it all cost? It must be quite pricey keeping helicopters in the air.
It's quite a big target every month. We have two helicopters. We're one service. We provide two helicopters across both counties. Mm. And the cost is £440,000 every month.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money when you think that that is all provided by the people of the counties.
Yes. And how often are the helicopters deployed?
On average, both helicopters go out around about 2 to 4 times per day.
Now, obviously, this event that you've got coming up on the 7th of March is a fundraising exercise. So, come on, what's it all about? What's involved?
It's very exciting. It's strictly air ambulance.
Ah!
We organise quite a lot of our own events, and we like to give people something fun to come to so that they continue to come back and support us time and time again. So, strictly air ambulance, it's in its fifth year now. And it takes place here at the Brentwood Centre on the 7th of March. And it's really just a really fabulous show based very much on the TV show.
And it's always been held here at the Brentwood Centre, has it?
Yes, it has. Yes.
Oh, right. OK. So what exactly, who have you got involved in the event this year?
Well, we've got a couple of celebrities from the TV show coming. Kevin Clifton, who danced with Susanna Reid from BBC Breakfast TV. And his proper dance partner, Karen Hauer.
All right. And what exactly are you going to have? Because presumably there's going to be a whole load of people who are going to be in for a competition, are they?
Yeah, we base it very much on the TV show. So we take 6 members of the public, 6 ordinary people like you and I.
Right.
And we pair them up with our professional dancers who are dance teachers from Chelmsford Dance Centre and Western Dance Centre. They're the dance schools that are in partnership with the event. And the dance teachers teach the contestants 2 routines, a ballroom and a Latin, and they dance on the night, they battle it out, so we have 6 of them dancing a ballroom, 6 of them dancing the Latin, and the judges will score, and
right.
At the end of round 1 and round 2, we put the scores together, and we find out which 3 are in the final.
When you said people like you and I, you certainly wouldn't want me, I can tell you.
Me neither.
I can't dance a step. And the last time I did anything of that kind, I ended up, I got my foot caught around somebody and we ended up in a writhing heap on the floor. It was terrible, absolutely appalling. Do you have any famous judges as well?
Kevin and Karen will be judging the competition.
Right.
They will actually be doing a couple of star performances, so they'll open the show and they'll be doing the second performance during the night, so it'll be a fantastic show to just come and see them dance.
Right.
They'll also be part of the judging panel, so they'll be included in the judging panel when our contestants dance in front of them. So no pressure, really.
No pressure at all. How long have the contestants been under training?
They didn't actually start this year until the beginning of January. Normally we start a lot earlier than that. Slightly late this year, but bless them, they're all doing really well, and they are a lovely bunch to work with. I've seen them dance, I've seen them train. We've filmed them all, so there'll be a in-training video on the night as well that we'll be able to see. And they're all doing really, really well.
But they must have been able to dance a few steps before they did this, surely?
Not necessarily. This is the beauty of the show. It's we actually take people that do not have any dance experience, we put them with a professional, and they learn their dance steps and their routines. And that's what they get judged on the night.
And how often are they actually getting the coaching?
That's really down to them and their professional partner that they're with. We pair them up.
Yes.
And we leave them to sort their diaries and work out their training themselves. The more they put into it, the better they'll do on the night. But it is a fabulous show to come and watch.
It sounds absolutely spectacular. So how much is it and where can you get the tickets from?
Tickets are available from National Box Office, so you can either go to their website or you can call them on 0871 224 1112.
Don't worry, we'll put all the numbers up on the website.
I've just read that from a distance. That might be wrong.
No, it is right. I've got it here as well, so it is right. 0871-224-1112. That's right. And the ticket prices?
They're £17 or £14 if you're a concession. Concessions are under 16 and over 60.
Right, okay. Now, I'm guessing that this is a one-off show, but presumably you've got lots of other fundraising events happening. So would you like to tell us about any of those that might be coming up in the near future?
I will do, but just to add to Strictly Our Ambulance, obviously,
it's an
amazing show to come and see and be part of. But also, we have some spectacular auction prizes on the night.
Oh,
because
really?
In the middle of the show, we do an auction. And the one thing that you can actually bid for on that night alone is a ride in our helicopter.
Really?
It's a one-off. We have one really big event during the year in September, which is our annual motorcycle show. It's the biggest thing we do. And one of our helicopters is offline that day, and it is based at the event. And we have special permission from Medical Aviation Services, where we lease our helicopters from, to actually fly somebody in it just for that one day. So it's a one-off once a year, and if you come to Strictly, you'll have the opportunity to bid for that.
And whereabouts is this particular event that the helicopter you can ride on?
In Harwich.
That's in Harwich? Oh, right.
Yes, on the coast.
Right. So if anything goes wrong, the lifeboat can come and get you. Right, okay. And what are the other prizes or the other the items up for bidding, do you know?
And one other auction prize is you'll get the opportunity to meet our celebrities on the night, a very private meet and greet backstage after the show to go and meet Karen and Kevin.
Tremendous stuff. Tremendous. Good stuff. Right, so let's take a look at some of the other events that you've got up and coming.
Well, one of them we do is, obviously, I've mentioned the motorcycle run. That's an annual event that's been going for 15 years now, biggest thing that we do for all the bikers out there. We tracked around about 5,000 bikers. We start at Ford Dunton Technical Centre at Basildon, go over to Harwich, where we have a big family festival on the coast. We close off the whole of Harwich and take over the town for the day.
And this starts down at Dunton, so it's a long old run. So what time is that done? Is August time or something like that?
That's on the 7th of September. But if you want any details on that, just have a look at our website, sxrambulance.uk.com. And the other event I was going to tell you about is the Colne Valley Cycle Ride.
Right. When's that?
That's on the 25th of May, and we changed it slightly this year. We now have three routes. Mm. One, for any families that want to get involved, is a very short 3-mile route that's not on public roads, so very suitable for very young children to come and be part of.
Ideal.
And we have a 20-mile route for the sort of intermediate cyclists. And following feedback from a lot of people that previously took part in the longer route, we've now extended the 40-mile route to a 50-mile route.
Wow.
So for all you hardened cyclists.
And where does the 50 mile, is it going round and round the same bit, or is it a really lengthy?
It's 50 miles around the Colne Valley, which is a beautiful area. It is quite challenging. It's up and down hills. Obviously, it's the Colne Valley, so there are some dips and peaks. But we had a lot of feedback in previous years from people doing the 40 mile route that wanted it longer. We've now made that 50 miles to satisfy people, and we're having people register already.
Really? Now, how do you register and for this?
If you just go to our website, sxrambulance.uk.com, and all the details are on there.
Right, and people now need to do this right now. When does the event actually start? Because you said it was on the 25th of May, but I don't know what time of the day.
We send the first riders off at 9:30 in the morning. Mm. So registration opens at 9 o'clock and the first batch go out at 9:30.
And what are the charges for registration?
It's £16 if you pre-register or £20 if you pay on the day.
Oh, I see. You don't pay 16 plus 20?
No.
Right. Okay, fine. Now, just in case people are wondering, just tell us where the Colne Valley is, because some of us that are from south of the county might not know exactly where it is.
You've heard about my sense of direction, have you?
Well, no.
It's not very good. The Colne Valley our fundraising office is based in Earl's Cone, which is just off the A120 between Colchester and Braintree.
Right.
Okay. It's difficult to find.
So it's easy, even I could find it without a sat-nav, which usually takes you to the wrong places anyway. So, okay, fine, that's good for that. Right, did you like to just go back over exactly what you've got coming up on this event coming up on the 7th of March?
7th of March is Strictly Air Ambulance. It's going to be a fantastic show. It's a great night out, especially for all you Strictly fans out there. Tickets are available via National Box Office on 0871 224 1112, £17 or £14 for concessions. Come and join us for a really brilliant night out.
It sounds great. Thank you very much. And thank you very much indeed for taking the time out to come and talk to us today.
You're welcome. It's nice to come and see you.